Andrew Bedno, thank you for being on Smart City Radio. So tell me about World Naked Bike Ride.
This is the fifth annual event in Chicago. It's international in scope. If you hit the site worldnakedbikeride.org, you'll see dozens of cities nationwide participating. Chicago, simply by nature of its size, ended up being among the top turnouts, up with London, Vancouver. It's the tagline is promoting freedom from oil addiction and positive body image. A lot of people treat it just as we're using nudity to bring attention to the need more respect for bicyclists angle. You know, it's a natural outgrowth. It's a symptom of the times that some significant protest of oil addiction had to happen. And we're simply using the Lady Godiva principle on that.
Now, what is the Lady Godiva principle?
I got a doctoral degree and nobody cared, but I take off my clothes and I got everyone's attention. The meaning of this ride has changed over the years. Now in its fifth year, you know, in the first couple of years we were, look at those crazy hippies, oh, get lost, I'm buying my SUV, to now we're truisms. It's not a protest. It's not about, like, we need to bring your attention to this problem. Now we're celebrating the end of the oil era. We already passed the peak oil production point. You know, we're on the downturn. The end of the great oil era has come.
So what are riders going to be doing today? They're going to be starting in a park, and then what?
Covering a leisurely 10 miles of a lot of joyful noise and waving to people on the streets and passing out thousands of little flyers about, like, what you can do to reduce your oil consumption and why are we here and why are we naked. And, you know, if we change one person, it was worth it.
So what makes bicycles uniquely suited towards commuting or towards getting around a city?
Bikes are a great solution because the gear ratios allow it to be fantastically efficient. That is your best miles per calorie solution. So that's why bikes. Bikes are already well supported by the infrastructure. You know, bikes are a part of the human experience at this point, hundreds of years old. In Chicago in particular, there's very few cities like this. I mean, Chicago, Paris, and Belgium, let's say. We get more bike lanes or wider bike lanes, or eventually, the thing I said last year everybody seemed to love was, let's dedicate some streets. You know, like State Street was once a pedestrian mall. At some point, to make it more bike-friendly, there are radical plans. Then, like, you look to Europe, the whole thing about rental bikes, which negates the whole question of things like theft.
Can you define that concept for me? What is a rental bike?
Well, it's my understanding that some European cities have put in completely automated systems that involve bike racks that automatically lock your bike and take note that you have returned that bike or when you take out a bike. So it becomes really just a pool of bikes to draw from. At some point, there's a sign-up process, you know, a credit card securing that you're not going to steal the bike. But after that, it becomes just like a CTA system. You flash your card at the machine, and it unlocks the bike, and you can use it for a couple of hours.
Excellent. So will you be getting naked today on the Naked Bike Ride?
I and I think other admin personnel tend not to. I always dress in it. I always wear a safety vest because I care about being spotted, about people knowing that I'm watching their backs and their sides and such, so I don't get to yet. There's actually a lot of things that the people, the volunteers who help make this a better ride, would love to do that we don't get to do, and we just chalk it off to duty. I was talking to the route leader the past 2 years, and he doesn't really get to experience the ride at all because he's in front the whole time. And I'm like, so, well, that's the price we pay. But I won't be, but something really significant, if you look at the past photos, I have endless appreciation and respect, and I'm just flabbergasted by the number of people who were completely nude. So the people really do jump right in, and I'm very proud of them all.
The nude riders today, what are they going to have to be looking out for? Is this legal?
Well, we do keep it absolutely within the realm of legal through, there's a ride guideline statement you should see, and that's part of, I think, why we're getting along with police well in the past few years, is we do say, full frontal goodies, I put in the last note actually, may make you a target. Even naked butts are risky. And that comes from a thorough review by our legal people too of the exact terms of the city statutes in question. Bottom line, if you are naked and a cop stops you and says, put something on, just do it. And then you're pretty much set. Okay, San Francisco calls it a critical mass with a really lenient dress code. Which is a good way of looking at it.
How will you define a successful naked bike ride today? What's it going to look like if this is a success today?
Oh, well, a success, I'll tell you, we redefined this year success as from how many people came out, because we're satisfied with the number of people. At this point, we're perfectly huge. We don't want to, any bigger, it really gets to be a struggle in the streets and stuff. So I think we're defining, I hate to sound hokey or Boy Scout, but I think we're defining a success this time as everybody's safe.
Excellent. Andrew Bednow, thanks for being on Smart City Radio.
My pleasure.
Scotty, I have to ask, did you go to the naked bike ride?
Shy, demure me, did I go to the naked bike ride? I saw part of it. And I saw some naked butts, but it was a lot of fun. They had a really good turnout, and the weather was perfect for it. It was nice and warm.
I have to tell you, 2 years ago, we were on Randolph with my 80-year-old mother, my sister from Memphis, my nephew, 18 years old, and our stepchildren. And we happened upon the naked bike ride, and that turned out to be the highlight of my mother's trip. She she was so astounded at what happens in the big city of Chicago. We were all pretty astounded. Hard to explain that's what goes on in your city.
Sure, sure.